Morning. I was asked by Shantan to share a little bit about the story of Living Hope Bible Church. I believe it was in 1999 that we found out that there was an American missionary teaching ecclesiology at Everglen. And Shantan and I went to go visit to find out more about this man and what he was going to teach about. And it was really encouraging. I remember walking out of there and I said to Shantan, that is teaching. What was spoken really moved me, and I wanted to hear more about that. I believe it was in 2000 that we joined a Bible study, or Mark was planning to start a church, and it was initially just a couple of families that met together, and I think we watched a couple of videos, and Mark taught now and again, but it was a group of families that came together, and we were part of that group. In 2001, I believe we started to establish ourselves as a Bible-believing church, and it became a Bible study, and eventually developed into a church. And then by 2000, the same year, the end of the 2001, could be early 2002, we moved into Weinberg, and we were officially a church back then, and there were many things that took place up to that point in time, but that first 3 years was very informative and formative for me, and I believe for Shantan as well. It really changed our perspective of ministry, it changed our perspective of church life, it changed our perspective of what God expects of us as individual believers. And I was privileged to be part of that. And there are probably just two people other than myself in the church today that is part of that initial group, and it was Peter Murgatroyd and Shantan. And I thank the Lord for his faithfulness in providing a man such as Mark Christopher to this little community of believers here in the southern suburbs. We've been blessed by his ministry, and I constantly just look back to those years that the Lord has given to us with Pastor Mark, and it really helped us stabilize not only our walk with Christ, but also our lives personally. As Mark would tell you, Shantan and I were loose cannons, and we needed a lot of help in a lot of areas, and Mark was gracious enough to be that guiding hand and hammer when needed. But through God's grace, we survived Mark, and we survived through those first couple of years as a church. The second question he wanted me to answer is, why do we believe the Bible? And one of my favorite topics is the study of Scripture. We believe the Bible because it is the authoritative Word of God. The Bible reveals God. It is necessary for us to have a written revelation from God. Why? Because natural revelation is insufficient. That we cannot be saved through any other means. And if you read Psalm 19, you get that idea. There's general revelation in the first six verses, and you have special revelation specifically in Scripture in the latter part of that psalm. And it is through Scripture that the soul is converted. It is through Scripture that the simple are made wise. It is through Scripture that there's comfort to the soul of man. We are saved because of the gospel in Scripture. We are sanctified by it because we are exposed to the authority and the nature of God in His Word. Jesus Himself prayed, Father, sanctify them by thy truth. Thy word is truth. We have nothing if we have not a firm and a devoted grip on the Scriptures. It exalts Christ and it converts even the hardest souls. We know that the Scriptures is God, and we believe it is God's because it says so, it clearly indicates that. How would you describe the last past 10 years? It was hard but rewarding. I did not know what I was signing up for when I agreed to take over the church and to take over the ministry. The first year was particularly hard. Many left the church, and they had various reasons. The church was dwindling down very quickly. We were down to 27, I believe. And I was wondering at that point in time if we made the right call. But through those times, God sustained us as a church. We had many difficult years ahead, which we didn't know. But despite that, nothing was insurmountable, because God was our help, God was our strength, and God was our sustenance. And we saw Him work faithfully through those years. The rewarding part was to see how God was able to work despite our inadequacies. The church has grown, not so much in number, even though it has, but that is not the growth that I'm encouraged about. I'm really encouraged to see how the faith of the saints have been deepened, how their walk has been strengthened, how their families have been enriched. I see the word of God being practiced amongst us. I see how God is changing believers' lives. And that to me is encouraging. And I've been witnessing that progressive sanctification working itself out in this church for the last 7 years. The first 3 years was really tough. But as I look back now, I know that God was preparing us to be an instrument in this community. And God was shaping us through much hardship to be the kind of church that we are today. What is the central message? What is the central message of Living Hope Bible Church? I would say simply that it is the same that it has always been. It is consistent with Scripture. So what is our message? Well, our message is a Christ-centered message. The exaltation of Christ through the faithful exposition of God's Word. That is our desire. That is our message. That is no different to what the Scriptures itself make central. It is Christ. It points us to Him from the perspective of the Old Testament. It reveals Him in the New Testament and gives us hope in Him through the entirety of Scripture. Christ is exalted in Scripture, and that is our desire, is to make much of Him. We proclaim Him, 1 Colossians 1 verse 27 says that, and that is our desire, is to declare Him, to proclaim Him, to make Him, Jesus Christ, the central message of our ministry.